الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد. Can I just request those who are present, inshallah, that you give us a few minutes, inshallah, if you could sit down and listen to the reminder. For verily, the reminder, it does benefit the believers. Only a few minutes. Inshallah, to elaborate and to continue in the series of how the Salaf, they feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and used this tremendous month, understanding the ahadith which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned regarding this month. لِلَّهِ عُتَقَى مِنَ النَّارِ وَذَلِكَ فِي كُلِّ لَيْلَةٍ. That Allah Azza wa Jal, He frees slaves in the month of Ramadan every night, and that is every night. The Salaf, they would make dua that they would be from those who were freed from the hellfire. And I want to give you an example, one of two examples of that great companion. As you have heard previously regarding Umar bin Khattab, of the fear that he had of Allah and the fear that he had of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment, with the great virtues that he had as well. Sami'a Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala rajulan yatahajjadu fil layl wa yaqra' surat at-tur. On an occasion, Umar bin Khattab, he heard a person reciting in the night prayer surat at-tur. Wa lamma balagha ila qawlihi ta'ala inna 'adhab rabbika lawaqi' ma lahu min dafi'. That when this individual that was praying the night prayer, he came to the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that every one of you will taste the punishment, or the punishment will definitely occur. There is no one that can avert, or there is no one that can avoid it. Umar bin Khattab, when he heard this, he said, رَبُّ الْكَعْبَ الْحَقِّ. By the Lord of the Kaaba, this is the truth. وَرَجَعْ إِلَى مَنْزِلِهِ وَمِرِذَ شَهْرًا. And then he went back to his home, and then he became sick. He became physically ill for a period of 1 month. And it mentions that the people would come and visit him, but they would not know what made him sick. Just one verse of hearing that we will taste the punishment, there is no one that can avoid it, made this person become physically ill. And this was how Umar bin Khattab was. Fearing Allah's punishment, he is a great example for us to reflect upon of how we should be when we fear Allah and Allah's threat of His punishment. لما دعنا عمر بن خطاب. That when Umar bin Khattab, he was stabbed and he had the severe injuries and he was close to his death, he said, والله لو أن لي طلاع الأرض ذهبا لأفتديت به من عذاب الله قبل أن أراه. He said, Wallahi, if I had gold equal to the earth, then I would have gave that ransom, I would have gave myself ransom with it from the punishment of Allah. So he's saying, if I had gold equivalent and equal to this word, this earth, then verily I would have given that to save myself from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment before I see him. Ibn Jawzi, rahimullah, he said, ajaban, amazing, khawfa Umar. How Umar feared Allah. It is amazing. Ma'a kamalihi. With the tremendous virtues that he had. How his deen was complete. And how he had tremendous virtues. But still he feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hal ta'man ant? So then are you safe? Are you safe with all the shortcomings that you have? Also, another example of the Salaf, how they feared Allah Azza wa Jalla and His punishment. Qil li Sa'id ibn Jubair. It was said to Sa'id ibn Jubair, Balagna annaka lam tadhak qat. It has reached us that you do not laugh, that you never laugh. And then listen to what he said, my brothers and sisters. Listen to what he said. Kayfa adhak? How can I laugh? Wa jahannam qad su'irat, and the hellfire, it is kindled, the blaze of the hellfire, it is kindled, a severe blaze It has been prepared. وأغلال نصبت. And the iron collars, they are fixed. والزبانية قد عدت. That the gatekeepers and the guardians of the hellfire have been prepared. So how can I laugh? How? This, Ikhwan, was a state of the Salaf. Fearing more than they hoped. Fearing the hellfire and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's anger. This is why Hassan al-Basri rahimullah ta'ala, he said, لا يدخل أحد الجنة إلا من يرجوها. No one will enter paradise except for the one that wants and yearns paradise. وَلَا يُسْلِمْ مِنَ النَّارِ إِلَّا مَنْ يُخَافَهَا. And no one will have salvation from the hellfire except for the one that fears it. So this is how the Salaf were, Ikhwan. This is how they were in their lives. They used these opportunities anywhere where it was said that their sins could be forgiven. Anywhere where it said that they could receive forgiveness of Allah and have salvation from the hellfire, then they made sure that they were staunch upon that and made dua for that. And I'll leave you with the statement of Yahya ibn Mu'adh when he said, Miskeen ibn Adam, that the son of Adam, he is miskeen. لو خاف من النار كما يخاف من الفقر لدخل الجنة. That this miskeen, the son of Adam, that is miskeen, if he feared the hellfire like he feared poverty, then he will surely enter paradise. Because this is how shaitan fools us. He makes us fear poverty. We're constantly fearing that what will happen tomorrow, my money, I don't have enough. So he's always preparing to make himself comfortable. So Yahya ibn Mu'adh said, if only he feared the hellfire, like how he fears poverty, then surely he will enter paradise. So we ask Allah Azza wa Jal, as mentioned in the Quran, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَكِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Oh Allah, give us good in this life, and give us good in the hereafter, and give us salvation from the hellfire. Ameen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. أَقُولِ قَوْلِ هَذَا أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ.